Right, next presentation. This is a marathon. Okay, you already know my name and those things, so we can skip the slide. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a very brief overview of Platform 2. Obviously, it's very small, I can see your, yes, but on the handout it should be a bit more readable. So the Platform 2 is split into panels and then work areas. So we have the transport panel, the SME panel, which I can see is very close to your heart, the environment and climate change panel, the trade panel, and then the agriculture and rural development panel, which has their very first meeting today as we speak. And then the panels are there to go into depth in the subject. And then we still have work areas. We also have some seminars, workshops, but they're not, let's say, as many meetings, and it doesn't go that much into detail. Then we have on taxation, public finances, labor market, and social policies. You'll be hearing this afternoon reporting back on the laboratory on matching skills with jobs. So this is within that framework. Then macroeconomic and financial stability, which I think is important given the crisis. And then information society, ICT. This is just to give you an overview of how the panels and the work areas are set up and what is covered by the platform as a whole. What you need to know is Platform 2 is, let's say, the most diverse. I'm working together with 12 other DGs and the External Action Service, so 12 other departments. So, yeah, it encompasses a lot of different subjects. Then a bit in terms of the process, it's not yet decided if the next work program, how long it will be. The past work program was 2 years, but we're now considering if it should maybe be 4 years with the midterm review, and Platform 1 is in charge of deciding on that. So right now, I was just assembling all the ideas which come in, and the more ideas, the better, because you can always cut some out and leave it for later. So indeed, I would be grateful to still receive your input on that. I did receive some input from some of the countries, from the ministries already, also from some member states and from my colleagues, obviously, who are working closely with you on some projects. We will be discussing a draft overview tomorrow at the platform, and I'll hope to have more input from your countries and also from the member states. And then I will be working on, let's say, a final draft over the summer, which will then be submitted in writing, and it will be adopted at the platform in autumn at the end of October. So I'm just going to give you a very brief overview of where we are with the suggestions, but these are only proposals. So just to note, it's a draft, it's only proposals, they're subject to discussion and then subject to final adoption. So on the transport panel, we only have some general ideas because transport is actually quite important now, and there were a number of ministerial meetings, and there will be another ministerial meeting in October, which will be driving that a lot. So far, we want to continue with technical seminars on regulatory convergence, so convergence with the policies in the EU, aligning your policies with ours. And there we're happy to have any input from any of the stakeholders of what they think are the relevant priorities. Generally, there will be a list of prioritized infrastructure projects which will be aligned with the TNT network, so the European Transportation Network. So basically from the EU, it follows into your country and connects. So this is on the transport panel. On the SME panel, well, I think we already know everything about that now. So I mentioned the second round. I mentioned the dedicated implementation project. The SME flagship initiative with the East and West program, which is about cooperation between business associations in your countries and in the EU, will continue. So there will be a closing conference at the SME panel in Vilnius in November, and then a new project will be launched, which I think is very important that that continues, because it involves business associations more in our work. Then we'll have a STAR program, which is accounting and financial reform, which I think will also be important and will address some of the issues in terms of invoices, which were mentioned. Then we'll continue with the business support services and business advisory services, and the SME finance facility, which provides basically donor funding access to finance. And then we're thinking about if it's possible to continue with the business forum also at the SME, at the Eastern Partnership Summit in Vilnius at the end of the year. There will be a business forum, and we have to see if we want to continue this practice and how to not only have it like every 2 years, like a random event, but a certain structure and some lead time up to it. And the last thing is participation in union programs. Some of your countries already have a protocol in place to participate in any kind of programs of the European Union. And DT Enterprise has a program too, which is called COSME, Competitiveness of Enterprises and SMEs. So if you have that protocol in place or you're currently negotiating, it's very advisable for your government to take part in those programs, and then your SMEs can participate in the calls for funding, calls for projects, and can work together with EU SMEs, which I think it's also good in a consortium to exchange practices and work together. So that's just in a nutshell on the SME panel. Environment and climate change panel, we will continue the work on the shared environmental information system. The green project will be continued. That's about green economy principles. And there we would also like to hear which you think are the priority areas, because the project can, I mean, environment and climate change is a big subject. We need to like narrow it down what the project should focus on. Then enforcement of association agreements in the EU are key, because in the association agreements and the DCFTAs, there's a huge list on environmental legislation. So we would also like to work on this. Then the Climate East package, this will be launched in July this year. It's about basically working together with you on the climate change policies, but also working with you on, like, let's say, the global negotiations on climate change in the run-up to what will be discussed in 2015, after Kyoto, where we are already, but if what would be in terms of reduction per country. As said, this will lead to regional dialogue on climate change policies, that you can have your voice heard as well in those discussions. And then cooperation in the area of biodiversity. Trade panel. The trade panel has been very active in the past with the DCFTAs. We want to continue with this and focus on the implementation of the DCFTAs in terms of standardization, conformity assessment, sectoral legislation, also like sanitary and phytosanitary measures. And we want what's important to really involve the business community in there, and this is how it ties in also with the work of the SME panel again. And then there will be a training for on customs trade facilitation with all those issues mentioned here, like customs valuation, classification of goods, which will make it easier for trade between your countries, but also with the EU. Yes, that's the panel on agriculture and rural development. They're actually still discussing today their work program, but this is some of the things they have in mind. So it's only for now a cooperation exchange of best practices. And all the whole list here was basically decided on a seminar last year, that these were the priorities of your country. But I'm sure your colleagues will report back more on that. Yes, my favorite one. Any ideas are welcome. Because so far they have, I mean, we can continue to give a presentation here and there. In the past, there was a presentation on excise duties, for example. But we would also like to hear what you're interested in. So you can see it's not one of the key domains. Labor market and social policies. We have to see if we can continue the work in labor migration. So internal within your countries and external towards the EU as well. Then the second point is mainly what the European Training Foundation does with your countries. Skills anticipation, so that the education system anticipates in which areas are skills needed. And then matching supply with demand. So basically, if there you have that in EU countries as well, you have people who look for work and there are employers who look for labor, but it doesn't work. Because if you look for someone who is a carpenter who works with carpenters and you get a linguist, well, it doesn't really help you. Another idea was the employment of people with disabilities. And then exchange of experience regarding active and healthy aging and palliative medicine. Macroeconomic and financial stability, it would basically continue what we've done so far. So presentation from our side on how to have a sound fiscal and policy, how to have financial stability, and everything basically in face of the crisis. So what also just to inform you what the EU is doing in the EU countries, because unfortunately we are doing a lot and we have to do a lot to stabilize the euro and to increase our economies, and I think that could be of relevance and interest for your economies as well. Also on the banking sector, which is important, and I also think there's a link between obviously the banking sector in the EU and in your countries because you have the affiliates. And then information society, as I mentioned beforehand, unfortunately we cannot go around that. ICT becomes more and more important, so we want to work on that too, to exchange practices, to give trainings on those issues. So the network of electronic communication regulators, which already had a few meetings, will continue. That's the plan. Also, we want to make a bit of an impact analysis on where you are with communication policies, electronic communication policies in your countries. But also, we want to have workshops on e-signature, e-government, e-health. So you can see the E, which stands for electronic, for all the things which are up and running in the hype, so people are actually able to deal with that. And then we had a request to also work on ICT technology parks and innovation centers. So there's a link between ICT and innovation. Yes, and if you have any your input, I would like to receive that, because that would be really interesting for me to see a bit, let's say, the perspective from the ground, have a bottom-up approach more than us telling, okay, we can do this and that. Obviously, we have to always discuss if everyone agrees with it, if all the partner countries agree. And then also, unfortunately, sometimes there might be a great idea, but we can't do it yet because there's not yet the capacity from our side. So some departments don't have the capacity to deal with too much of those things because we're downsizing as well. Any questions or comments? Thank you.